Former Finance Director Christine Blake's last day was May 22nd, after starting work for the city in March of 2019. She originally provided the city a month's notice, but decided to leave 2 weeks early, saying in an email to the city manager that, quote, "the chaotic and unprofessional environment at the city has taken a toll on my well-being." In the same email, she expressed concern about the city's lack of preparation for her departure and warned of more staff leaving. When asked what she meant about the chaotic and unprofessional environment, she wrote back to KYUK saying the fact that somebody in the city had forwarded her email with those comments was an excellent example of the chaos and lack of professionalism she referred to. She also urged the city council to stop micromanaging her department. She said, quote, "for example, a line-by-line review of the budget isn't necessary. Your administration/finance team has done the work." She also thanked her staff at the finance department and former acting city manager Bill Howell for their support over the past year. Current city manager Vinny Carrazza arrived in his role less than 2 months ago and said the COVID-19 pandemic has made the city's work environment hectic. But he said he could only guess as to what Blake was referring to in her complaints.
I mean, you would have to ask her those specifics, but I'm guessing it's due to the turnover.
Blake stated in her last manager's report that over the past 13 months, the finance department has lost at least 13 employees. Blake was the 14th. Councilmember CC Franco, who is a member of the Finance Committee, said the turnover problems have existed for much longer than the time Blake has been there. Carrazza said he doesn't know yet what's behind the rampant turnover in the finance department. He said he plans to take over as head of the department until he gets to the bottom of it.
Talk to the staff, find out what issues they may have, how we can right the ship, how we can stabilize it, because going forward, we can't have this turnover.
He believes at least part of the turnover issues is because of low pay. Carrazza said he advised the city council to increase the salaries in the finance department, even though the city's overall revenue is down due to COVID-19. Carrazza says he's also looking at increasing the salary for all department heads. He says that's because the department heads are salaried, while other city employees are hourly. Sometimes the number two in charge makes more money than the department head because of overtime pay. Carrazza said that was happening with Acting Police Chief Lieutenant Amy Davis.
She was making her normal salary plus overtime, so it wasn't really financially incentivizing her to take that leap. It would be a pay cut.
Blake's departure comes right in the middle of the City Council's meetings to hammer out the next year's budget. Councilmember Mark Springer is confident the city will be able to pass a budget on time, even without a finance director.
We want to get one as soon as possible, but not having one is not impacting our deliberations.
As of now, Springer and Mayor Perry Barr report the budget is around $600,000 in the red, but discussions are ongoing to see if the city can achieve a balanced budget. The city has until June 15th to get a final version adopted. In Bethel, I'm Greg Kim.